May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. I have to admit, when we were singing the gradual hymn coming back up, I thought to myself, well, that's the answer. The joy of Christmas is Jesus has opened the heavenly doors, and you can't ask for more than that, believe it or not. So anyway, I think if we summarized Christmas, and you can do it in a lot of different ways, this is just one way, and I think that the collect that we read in the beginning, which is a prayer that's supposed to collect our thoughts towards the lessons, the summary would be for today would be love, and then trust, and then love. Love, of course, we know because God initiated the love. He created us, we are his children, and he sent Jesus Christ to redeem us and to save us. There's no better gift of love than that. And then there's our trust. And maybe not you, but I know sometimes my trust needs just a little bit more work, you know, because sometimes maybe I don't trust in God quite enough, and I get afraid or confused or whatever adjective you wanna think of. And what made me think that is when we read the very first line of the collect, O God, who make us glad by the yearly festival of the birth of your only Son, Jesus Christ. I thought to myself, okay, do we trust in God enough to make us glad, to make ourselves happy? Or sometimes do we think that really we know better how to make ourselves happy, how to make ourselves glad, how to make ourselves joyful? Well, maybe sometimes we might think we can, but usually life doesn't always go the way we think or the way we would want it to go. And when that happens, that's when a relationship with God really comes into play, because we're supposed to allow God to help us. When we realize that we need God's love and his help, that's when we can begin to appreciate and be grateful children of God, and to begin to learn how to love him back. And that's when we can learn how to learn to actually be content with what we have, to be content and to maybe relax. Now, relaxing during Christmas time, I don't know about you, but that's not always going to happen for me. And it should. It should. That's a sin in a way, but I think it's forgivable. So anyway, when I was going through the lessons, I thought to myself, I've preached on this several times, and I wanted to do just a little bit of a different twist. And I thought of when Jesus was asking his disciples, who do they say that I am? And then Jesus got a little bit more personal and said, well, who do you say that I am? And if we kind of change it up and say to ourselves, well, let's have Jesus ask us, ask me, ask you, that question of, well, what do they say Christmas is all about? What do you, or what do I say Christmas is all about? And then we can begin to kind of relax and ask ourselves, well, what is Christmas to me? What really is Christmas to you? Well, for many people, it's a time of stress and strain. It's a time of rushing around, being frustrated or hectic for lots and lots of reasons. Anybody here feel stressed this week at least once? Maybe twice. Okay. Whoever said that, I love you. Go you. So let's not allow the world's idea of Christmas take away from the calm that we have, the trust and the joy and the peace and the love that we have in the Lord. It takes some practice, but if we can just for one moment, really, maybe 5 seconds, close our eyes and think to ourselves, I know that God is in his kingdom and everything is okay because Jesus is my Savior and my Lord and he is with us right now. We can feel the presence of his Holy Spirit, the calm, the joy, and the love and forgiveness that God has for each and every one of us. When we can feel that, then we begin to really be grateful and to love our God back as he deserves. And so what are the difficulties? Well, I don't know about you guys, but I have sometimes these little problems. Maybe illness, pain, or grief. Maybe the gifts aren't wrapped and all ready to go. Maybe the gifts aren't bought yet. Maybe there's not enough money to have gifts. Maybe I'm stressed and strained, or we're stressed and strained, and we're kind of grumpy or argumentative with others in our family or our friends, or when we're driving around or in Kmart, and we want that, and they got it before we did. Or maybe nowadays, when we're online, and we see, I don't know the name of it, I wish my daughter was here, she would tell me, but it's like a lightning sale or something, and something's like $200, it drops to 60, and you miss it by a second. Or there's one left, and it's gone. How about the food isn't ready, or the food's not all bought yet? Or maybe there is no food. Maybe our decorations aren't lit or set up. Maybe we're not fortunate enough to have any decorations because we don't have a job, we don't have extra money. Well, all of these things can make us feel inadequate, lonely, scared, alienated, not prepared, and sometimes angry. Angry with ourselves, angry with others, angry with God. But God loves us, he can take it. It's okay, because when we're angry with God, he knows we believe in him. But when we feel all this frustration sometimes, the chaos, the being too hectic, we can remember that the Holy Family can relate to us. Let's think about it. Mary. She finds out she's pregnant. No husband. Doesn't know quite how that occurred, but she trusts in God. But can you imagine her fear? Because she could have been stoned to death. Then we have Joseph, a righteous man, loves Mary, and is shocked. Probably hurt feelings, disappointed because she turns up pregnant. Think of all of those feelings that both of them had, because they were still willing to do God's will in the way that God wanted. With all the frustration, worry, and fear. That wasn't the end of it. When Joseph agreed and Mary agreed, what happened? She was pregnant, and they had to travel to get registered. And still that wasn't it. When they got there, there was no room for them. No room, no comfort in, no bed, nothing for them to stay in. They were alone and out in a barn. But still they trusted in God. Life is tough. And that's the one thing about our Savior. Even from the very beginning, the Holy Family, they can relate to us, we can relate to them, and that's why Jesus came, to be able to relate to us and we to Him in the most unique and personal way. When we realize that, Jesus is here with us no matter what, all the time, never to leave us, because when life gets tough, God gets even tougher, we can learn how to trust and have faith, relax and love, and be content even though things aren't just the way we want them. So what are we to do? Love God, trust in God, and love others as He loves us. Let's do our best to realize that we are good children of God because God has made us. We are holy children of God because God has made us holy. God's gift to us is our life, and everything we think, everything we talk about, everything we do, all of our actions, everything, every moment of the day can be a gift back to God and to glorify Him. So are we ready and willing to tell the world, okay, we're going to try not to be so stressed in whatever happens in our relationship with the Lord makes it okay, because Jesus is always with us. And at the end of the gospel, I think Mary shows us, and the shepherds too, what we're to do. We are to treasure Jesus like Mary did. All that He is, all that He has blessed us with, and all that He's done for us. We are to go from worship and prayer out into the world, into our families, glorifying the Lord and praising Him, sharing the excitement that we should have because Jesus has opened the doors to heaven for us. So instead of being chaotic, complicated, stressed, and hectic, Christmas is to be a very simplified time, a time that we know that God loves us and we love Him. That's what it's all about. The blessing is we are God's forever, no matter what. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank You for everyone here tonight. We thank You for the gift of Jesus, for the presence of His Holy Spirit in our lives so that we can share You if we choose. We also thank You that the doors of heaven are open to us, and that when Jesus comes again, we will be brave, not afraid, and embrace our Lord when He comes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.